the desert of Tabas in Iran on April the 24th, 1980. This is when some American special forces landed to lead a coup against the new government of the Islamic Republic, as well as head to Tehran to free Americans who were accused of spying against the Islamic Republic.
وقتی خبر تهاجم هوایی آمریکا به تبس در سال 1359 به مردم ما رسید، یک نفر از مردم نبود که
To examine Tabas is to see a microcosm of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Many times in its more than three decades of history, the Islamic Republic was outspent, outmanned, and outplanned by its enemies. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as he did in Tabas, has protected the people of Iran, sometimes even when they didn't know that they needed help themselves. In the middle of the night and in the middle of the desert without any soldiers stopping them, the Americans landed and their whole plan came apart when a sandstorm took place. The Americans, with all their planning and calculating, could not withstand the planning of our Creator.
مخترق کرد، نابود کرد جسد سوخته و زغال شده آمریکایی ها مون توی اون بیابان تبر. یه عده‌ای هم که زنده موندن فرصت رو و زندگی رو غنیمت شمردن در رفت.
خواستند حمله نظامی کنند،
نتونستند.
اگر می توانستند 10 بار دیگه هم می آمدند.
So Tabas should leave us with a message of relying upon Allah and having faith and endurance and being patient. Even if we don't know what we need, He does. Tabas taught us that even if there is not one single guard assigned to parts of the Islamic Republic, the main protector is always there. And that is why they came and couldn't do anything in Tabas. And that is why they continue to plan and continue to fail in their major plots against the Islamic Republic time and time again. And if we stay the course and have faith, none of their plans will work, because as it says in the Holy Quran in Surah Ali Imran, verse 54, Allah plans and we plan, and indeed He is the best of planners. So never forget, they came to Tabas, but they couldn't do a thing.
NasrTV.com